Given that it won't play.
Given that it won't play, is black and red left and right?
We don't know.
We don't know. Life's questions are often confusing. Maybe we should start with some vinyl. We know how to do that.
Yeah, maybe we should. Meanwhile, let's play. I guess we play the Tom Waits.
Okay, so this is going to be our final show at this time slot. Unfortunately, I know.
Peter, you're nice. I'm Liv sorry.
Liv and Carm got real jobs, and I think it's track 8. Liv and Carm got real jobs, and I don't want to do it without them, so we are going to leave you, but we're going to find some other way to broadcast some of our questionable taste to you. And to celebrate / commemorate / mourn the end of the Mutual Appreciation Society, we're going to be doing a Halloween show 1 week early, because we are eager like that.
Yeah. All Halloween for the next hour. Halloween themes, etc. If this iPod works.
Yes, it's going to be fine. Everything will be fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yes, but, you know, we have Failsafe. We've got, right now, Tom Waits' Orphans. We could basically play anything from Bastards. That's one of the CDs. So this is his newest. We're going to be playing First Kiss from, his 2006 release. Got this from my mom for Christmas last year.
That's nice.
Mama D has good taste.
Yes, she does.
All right.
And hopefully after that we'll, be playing Susie and the Banshees, Halloween and, bunch of other great things like the Talking Heads that are on... Bowie, yes, I said it. David Bowie on CITR. I'm going to swing that.
Specialty programming today.
Yeah, specialty.
We're playing everything we like and very little from the playlist, but whatever.
Bauhaus and stuff like that coming up next. But meanwhile, enjoy Tom Waits.
No, I've been changed. Angels to the sun.
CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to the Mutual Admiration Society. No, Appreciation Society. I will get this name right one of these days.
That's cool. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, we fixed our technical difficulties, and we're ready to actually start with the show.
Yes, that song was a little creepy, but not as creepy as we are going to get today. Mm-hmm. Speaking of creepy, we should issue a warning. It's Liv! She's here! Speaking of creepy, Liv's here.
Oh my god, it took me an hour and a half to get here.
Oh, let's turn on your mic. Parm, your mic's not on. There we go. Everybody's here.
Hey. Everybody's here
Hi,
now.
Hi, Radioland.
Reunited for the last time.
Last time ever.
At this time slot. Who knows? We're going to figure out a way.
We'll probably just do a podcast.
Yes,
that'll be... Which you can subscribe to.
And how will we communicate that to all of our loyal fans that we have accumulated over the last 5 shows?
You can contact us on Facebook.
Yes, find us on Facebook.
Or there's MySpace. No way to find us on Facebook. Find Fanshawe.
Well, you have to know us.
On MySpace.
But there's no... Okay, I'll put a link to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Fanshawe is Liv's band.
Yeah.
And she has a MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. Yeah, go find that.
Do you guys have MySpace pages?
Well, I'm not going to give people my personal information.
Okay. Yeah.
Just give them your phone number and they can call you.
Call me at home.
Call her and send her a terrifying Halloween message.
Like this Susie and the Banshee song we're finally going to play.
For you today.
We figured out a business. Here we go on CITR. No.
Speaking of figuring out our business.
It will happen. Isn't this spooky?
Scary.
The night is still and the
Okay, a short warning before the next song. The views of Sharon Jones do not reflect the views of CITR. We do not endorse violence, and we do not endorse getting into dark alleys with Sharon Jones. Do not do that. All right, here goes.
I done told you to get away from me. Don't make me cut you with this switchblade. I'll cut you up. I'll cut you up bad. I cut you so bad your mama won't know you. Just step away now. I'll snitch you where the good Lord split you. Double, twice, and three times more. Just get on away from here now. Don't make me slice you. Don't make me slice you. Cause I'm fast. And I'm bad. Now you talking about groovy? Groovy? The only thing gonna be grooving is blood gonna be flying when I finish slicing you up now. Move on away now. Step on back. Yeah, now. Move on away in. That's why they call me. We'll be right back.
CITR.
This is the Mutual Admiration Society, the last time that we'll be live on the air together.
Oh, isn't that spooky?
Yes, we'll never be alive on the air again.
This is our Halloween episode. What did you just hear? We played for you The Cure, Killing an Arab. Parmida, what do you have to say about that?
How does that make you feel?
First of all...
You're like, I'm not Arab.
My peoples are technically not Arabs. Those people invaded us. Anyway, I'm Iranian. I watched Rush Limbaugh last night, and I'm so terrified.
Oh, my God. What did he say?
Oh, he was just talking about World War III. That's all. That's all about evading Iran. And I don't know. Most of my family is in Iran. So I actually have nightmares about this quite often. So I thought I'd play something that could, tie into that. Nightmares.
Huh? Way to anticipate all of this, Robert Smith.
Yeah. Thank you, Camus, for The Stranger.
Oh, yes.
That
thanks,
the song's
Camus,
based on.
Whatever.
Camus. Yeah.
I didn't know it was based on that.
The Stranger?
Yeah.
You thought he was just singing a song about killing Arabs?
Yeah, I was like, why does Parmida even like this song? That's weird. That is messed up.
It's still a sweet song, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And that guitar, I want to learn that. It's awesome.
Yeah. The Camus is about losing your humanity.
Yes, Parmida and I had to study it in a seminar last year. The worst seminar ever. But that was a good story.
Yeah. I had to read it in French class in grade 12, and it's like, because it's so simple, and it's so it's like the most boring book that I ever had to read in my life. Like, I was just like,
It's just because he's dead inside.
Yeah,
no, so
dead inside.
But he likes to go swimming.
That's nice. He likes his ladies. He likes the simple pleasures.
He sort of likes the ladies.
Well, he likes the physical aspect of ladies.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Let's play some more really spooky stuff. It's going to get darker, guys. That was our fun set.
Even darker than Cut You With My Switchblade.
Sharon Jones. And no, what's the deal with that song? You know...
So that is actually a Soul Provider's song from their album Soul Tequila, featuring Sharon Jones, and later members of the Soul Providers, I think that came out in 1997, came to form the fabulous Dap Kings, who will be joining Sharon Jones at the Commodore Ballroom coming up real soon.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know when it is. Do we know when it is?
No.
No, but...
I'll look it up, maybe.
Fabulous. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to learn to... Well, me and Liv are going to learn to dance like Parmida.
And we're going to watch Soul Train videos on YouTube, which I highly recommend.
Awesome.
But let's talk about spooky things, guys.
It's Halloween.
Huh?
All right.
Oh,
this song is awesome. This is Bauhaus. Bela Lugosi's dead. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. white on white, translucent like capes, back on the rack. Bella Lugosi is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box. Bella Lugosi is dead. Bella Lugosi is dead.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
CITR 101.9 FM, be kind to robots.
Be kind to monsters, too.
I love you, Liz.
Also, Bela Lugosi's corpse.
That rather long set started off with a Bauhaus, Bela Lugosi's dead.
Which we cut off.
Yeah.
We made it
seamlessly.
And then...
God, we're good.
Yeah. Broadcast.
Pendulum. Sort of like the one that cuts you slowly. It's true.
A slow, blunt switchblade.
Yeah, slow, blunt switchblade. Have you guys... Never mind. Have you guys seen my new room? Because I have one.
I have. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Switchblade? A what? Pendulum.
A pendulum switchblade.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Concert listings.
Let's see.
Okay, so... today is Monday, the 22nd, and tonight you can enjoy Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with Quasi at Richards. Also, Cat Torn Band featuring Rachel Schulberg and Dan Gaha at Cellar Jazz. Tomorrow night, very exciting, it's CITR Shindig Night 7. You can enjoy the sounds of Fanshawe, Noble Furs, and the Public or the Press at the Railway Club. And
we'll be there.
Seriously, we will be there. It's going to be the best ever. You should probably come. Okay. Moving on. Oh, last week was really, really awesome, too. Parm and I went, and Japan Droids won. They're totally sweet. You should check them out. It's going to be awesome. Wednesday, White Cowbell, Oklahoma, with Big John Bates and Wild Birds are playing at the Plaza. Thursday, Sunset Rubdown, Johnny and the Moon, and the Magic Weapons are at the Plaza also. And Broken Social Scene is playing with New Buffalo at the Commodore. On Friday, Spread Eagle, the Mavels, the Smears, and Mongoose are playing at the Media Club. Saturday night, the 27th, Fond of Tigers, Veda Hill, and Sandro Perry are playing at 1067. And that is the address also, 1067 Granville. Sunday night, what do we have here? David Francie is playing at Capilano College Performing Arts Theater. So, jam-packed week, but especially come to Shindig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that man that called in twice in a row, the lying man.
He's
not really a liar. We called him a liar last time. He didn't even lie. We're so sorry. But he told us the date of the Sharon Jones show, which was, do any of you guys remember?
October.
December
9th?
11th.
Oh, God. You know what? If you want to go, why don't you just call Sharon Jones and she'll tell you.
She will definitely tell you something.
She might not tell you the date of the show.
She might just cut you.
She might just cut you.
Can we play Bowie? Can we?
I suppose.
Yeah!
All right.
I hate that man. Just kidding!
Thanks, kidding. She loves Bowie.
Okay. This is one of my favorite Bowie songs. And of course I would have no justification for playing Bowie if it were not for Halloween.
If it wasn't Halloween sometime this month.
Sometimes.
Which it is.
In a week and a bit. But we're not going to be here next week, so whatever.
Oh, wait. What are you guys dressing up as for Halloween?
I'm going to dress up as Devo.
All of them?
Your
limbs?
Devo puppets. Like, yeah. All Devo puppets on
my
head.
Oh, that would be awesome. I still don't have a costume.
I thought you were going to go as a 52 girl.
I really did, but I don't have a beehive.
Just make a wig. Or go get a wig.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I can come up with something really awesome.
Be a Devo kid with me.
Possibly. I'm going to keep it under my hat. I've got some ideas. I'm going to work it out. Find something good.
Liv's going to be Michael Jackson.
I'm going to be Michael Jackson. I look just like him. You won't be able to... People ask me if I'm him all the time.
Or Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
Something's going to work out. Meanwhile, here's Bowie. Yeah. Scary monsters. Super creeps.
Monsters.
C-I-T-R. Let's do it in unison. 1, 2, 3. CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Visual Appreciation Society. Happy birthday. Happy Halloween.
That was No More Hot Dogs by Hazel Atkins, because you can't have any more hot dogs when he cuts off your head and puts it on his wall.
What a scary man.
Jerk! Jerk!
He's like, I don't know. I know, such a maniacal laugh.
Just like us. Anyway.
Like us. And then Scary Monsters by Bowie. I think that our plan is to play Kate Bush for the rest of the show.
Yes.
Unless we're interrupted by something.
Oh, do we have a special guest?
No.
Oh, no. No, but we do.
Do we?
I can find it.
I can hear her coming down the hall.
She's coming down the hall, dragging a bicycle.
Dragging her bicycle, lurching and talking like this.
Hello, Father?
I think it's like 5 minutes in.
Dude, yeah. We're going to have to...
She's just walking really slowly down the hall. We're going to play her after a Kate Bush song.
Yeah, just you wait. See if you can guess who we're talking about. But in the meantime...
Okay, so do we want to play Hammer Horror
from
Lionheart? Because that album is hilarious.
Yes.
And nobody talks about it for some reason.
Man, have you ever seen the cover art of Lionheart, listener? Oh my God, check it out. It's hilarious.
It's definitely very Halloween-y.
Oh.
It's her in a fuzzy lion costume on
with
a
her
box.
Hair crimped
maybe
and
I should
huge,
be
like
that
a mane.
Oh, that'd
I should be
great.
Her for Halloween, that cover.
Yeah.
Oh man, we don't have that record set up.
No, we don't.
We don't have Nico. Uh-oh.
Oh, you gave it away.
The surprise is spoiled. Let's just start halfway through and then people can...
Should we just play half?
No. It's like... Totally. We can just start playing. Oh, God. She's almost here.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm just going to play it. I don't even know where we are. Maybe it's past. It's spooky, though. Nothing will scare you more than Nico.
It's already happening.
By the snake. He's old, and his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here, and we'll do the rest. The blue bus is calling us. The blue bus is calling. Killer woke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall.
There's someone here.
Went to the room where his sister lived.
That's our room.
Oh, good.
And then he paid a visit to his brother. Then he walked on down the hall, and he came to a door, and he looked inside.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Nico! How's it going?
Hey!
Yeah?
Yes, son. I want to kill you. Mother?
Yes?
I want to...
Oh!
maybe take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's been a scary, scary show. Right, Kate?
Right. Now we're going to play the scariest song Kate Bush has ever done, ever.
As our farewell to you all. Yeah. Monday mornings have been nice. I don't get up for anything. Except for you, listener.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, though.
Get it.
Screw that.
Coming up next, Alternative Radio, after that, Parts Unknown with Chris Arific.
Yeah, and other great things.
Yeah.
Keep listening to CITR 101.9 FM and our podcast, citr.ca/podcasts, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. But one day, there will be another website you can go to listen to the Mutual Admiration Society. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So keep admiring each other. Yeah. And yourselves.
And yourselves. Keep up that self-indulgence. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing. And nothing wrong with Kate Bush.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You must wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, man.
Wake up, child. Pay attention.
Come on. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
Thank you.
I've met people who actually said that the universities, their departments in university, have not received a single textbook since the invasion. That people have a view that the occupation is out to smash everything in Iraq, including education, including the health service, including everything. This is the view of the people I have met, and these are professors, doctors, and they were not necessarily against the invasion to start with. Many of them welcomed the chance to get rid of Saddam Hussein, but now they regret it. And now they see that the Americans, that all of this is what was a cover-up for smashing the country.
That's Munder Aladami, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Munder Aladami on Operation Iraqi Freedom. It seems like so many years ago, and it was. Shock and awe, the march on Baghdad, the conquest of Iraq, the embedded reporters cheerleading the victory. Originally, the invasion was called Operation Iraqi Liberation, until someone noticed that the acronym spells something we'd rather not talk about. So it was changed to Operation Iraqi Freedom. Alan Greenspan, longtime chair of the Federal Reserve, let the cat out of the bag when he said the war was largely about oil. And the Iraqis? No one counts their dead and wounded. They're just extras on an American-designed set to recast the Middle East. A funny thing happened on the road to mission accomplished. The Iraqis, no matter how much they dislike Saddam Hussein, were none too happy about being occupied. In a classic colonial situation, Iraqis are spoken for by Bush, Cheney, Rice, Petraeus, Crocker, et al. They know what is best for them. This program is an opportunity to hear an Iraqi voice. Munder Aladami is a native of Baghdad, where his family still lives. A political activist, he went into